Shura Dovah Benecha. Maybe by mistake you will soon see the Maisa. By mistake, once you accepted what Amin told you and you enjoyed it, and therefore the Ol of Nitfasu, because of this you were caught by the Minim, you were took to judgment. Omar Loi, so Reb Lezer said back to him, you're right. Akiva, his Kartani, you remind me of something. That Pamachas, it once happened, Hayisimalach Vashuk Hel Yoin Shel Tzipori. I was once walking in the upper marketplace in Tzipori. Umatsasi Echra, I met one person in Min there, the Yaakov Ish Kfar Sachnoi Shemai, that was his name. He was a Min, the other can avoid the Zara. Something was a Talmud of Yashka. The Yaakov Ish Kfar Sachnoi Shemai. Omali, so he said to me, listen, it says in your Torah, Loi Sovi Esnan Zaina. You cannot bring the pay of a Zaina, somebody pays a Zaina, gives her an animal for a pay, to now want to bring that animal for carbon. And now want to bring it based on Shem Lekecha. The pay, the hire that you gave a Zaina, you're not allowed to use for Hegdish, to bring to the base of Migdish. But I have a question like this. Pass for him. Mao Lasse Semenu Beis Akisei Lekein Godel. Can I take this Esnan Zaina, the hire of the Zaina, and use it to build the Kohen Gadol Beis HaKisei in the Beis HaMikdash, where he goes 7 days before Yom Kippur, we separate the Kohen Gadol from his house and go to the Beis HaParvud? So in that place there, can we build the Beis HaKisei from this money that was given to a Zaina? And Le'amati Le'klum, Reb Lezer didn't answer him back, he didn't know what to say at that time. He didn't know. And the person speak out of Avi Midirais, it's Mutter. The Torah only says you can't use the Esnan Zaina for a carbon. You can't bring it for sacrifice. But just to use it to build something would be okay. But he didn't know what to answer him back at the time. So what happened was, Omali, so Yaakov answered back and said like this, Kach Limadni, this is what I learned from my Rebbe, it's not from Yashka, taught me that, it says, Kaposik and Micho, Ki mi esnan zayna kvot. So you took this from a zayna, viyad esnan zayna yeshuv, it should be returned back to a zayna. What does that mean to say? Mi moko matznufas bo. This came from a moko, from a disgusting, from a tnufas, from znus. If so, lemokom hat ha tnufas yecho. Let it go back also to a mokom tnufas, a dirty place. So let it go back to the basic kisei. It came from a zayna, like a basic kisei. Let it go back to a basic kisei. That's what Yaakov told back to Reb Lezer. And he enjoyed it. And I enjoyed this thing very much. At that time, I enjoyed the pshat. But really, this was a Talmud of Yoshka. This was Minus. So, Ayidei Zeh Nitfasti Leminus. Because of this, it happened to me that I was caught by the Minim. They gave me the judgment to kill me. Why? Because we avarti yamashikosa b'Torah. I went against what it says in the Torah. The Torah says, "Harchek meyoleho darkecha." Stay away from its roads, pasuk in Mishlei, which means zuminus. Stay away from abakursus. Someone's going to teach you to worship avodah zarah. Stay away from them. The al tikrav al pesach beisa. Do not come close to a house. What does that mean? Zuharashus. That means the kingdom, that the wicked kingdom, that they only do things what they need, and when they do not need you, or they'll kill you. So stay away from them. You're putting your life into danger. Rashi says, Varashus, Shultonas, the rule is, Shenaistim enayim b'bali momen, they look at rich people, Lahargon, to kill them. V'litam amainam. So it's Bekuach Nefesh, stay away from these people. You have to be afraid, they're going to take away your life. So from these people, stay away. Vika the army, some said, the Pasuk means like this, Harchek mi'aleha darkecha zu minus for reshus. Means both of them. Stay away from minus and from the wicked government. V'yaltikorav al pesach beisa. Do not come close to the door of a house. Meaning zu zayna. Stay away from a zayna. Do not even go near a house. V'kam, how far away do you have to be from a house, from a door? Om Rav Chizda, arba amis. You have to stay away arba amis. Do not even come close to four amis to the house of a zayna. That's what the pasuk means. Now, for Rabbonin, hi meyesnan zayna my dashibe. If you're telling me that the way Yaakov dashin this pasuk was minus, was wrong, so how do we dashin this pasuk in Micha that says ki meyesnan zayna kvotzo vadesnan zayna yeshuvu? Like Luchura, Yaakov dashin the pasuk right, so we're saying no, it was minus, it was the wrong pshat. What is the right pshat? How did Rabbonin dashin this pasuk that you took something from a zayna, let it go back to a zayna? So Mor says, kid the Rav Chisda, like Rav Chisda darshins. The Yom Rav Chisda kol zoyna sheniskeres, any zoyna that right now hires herself out. Meaning right now she takes money that the men should live with her, live safe at the end will be he shechris. People get disgusted with her, they won't like her anymore, they're just the opposite. She'll have to pay the men to live with her, she'll have to pay the money at the end. Shneim the pasuk says, "Ovesitcha esnan v'yesn lo nitna loch modil hepech." Or come out to be just the opposite. That at the beginning they're paying you, in Shneim will only end up you'll have to pay them. Or pligi the Rav Pedos. If so, this drasha is not like Rav Pedos. Rashi says, "Hi Arab Amos Rav Chizda." That's what Rav Chizda says. You have to stay away from the door of a zayna for Amos. That's not like Rav Pedos. The Yomer Rav Pedos. Rav Pedos says, the Torah only forbids the actual Gili Arois living with the Zayna. That's what's also. But just to walk by a house, that's okay. Shneim the Pasuk says, Ish Ish, El Kol Sher Besaroi, Le Sikrevu, Le Galoi Serva. Don't come near somebody that's forbidden to you. Why? Le Galoi Serva, to have Zlus with her. So Mashma, that's also. A Gilu Arroyus is also. But to stay away, that's not also Midiraisa. So Tayyaz asked the question, Vimtaima, my plig, who said he argue? Vilm Lielum, Amr Chizda, Rapidos, Sheminatayra, and also La Kreva, Shagil Arroyus. True. Midiraisa could be it's only also actual living with the lady. Gilu Arroyus. Avum Xeris Chachomim, Sorel Hacha, Dal Namis. Bogram Kashi, Verkam, the Shabbos. Kach near Luridach Gama, Hochavosim, the Mashon Udorshim, Loshin Krav, Ochabamis, Vosim Ubigdoi. Just as he argues on the Drosha. He's here, you dashing from the Posik. When the Posik says Harchek, you say here it means Dalamis. He says the Posik does not mean that. When the Posik says Harchek, the Torah means the Psukim, they mean Gilarois. They only mean stay away from Gilarois. It could be Midrabon and Lizak Zero not to go near them. But just that you dash in the Pasuk, Harchek means stay away even 4 amas from them, that's not like Rav Pedos. Rav Pedos says no, and the Pasuk says Harchek, it only means from Gil Arroyos itself. Ula, ki heve osi mi bei Rav, when Ula came home from Yeshiva, heve menashik lu liachte, ave yedai, he used to kiss his sister on the hand. She was close, his sister was close to her, he used to give her a kiss. V'yarmulon, some say, he kissed her on the breast, he kissed her. That was the meaning then of Kurva, showing niceness. The Gemara says, really, you're pleading the day of the day. Really, Ula himself, Paskin, says not like this. Even though he acted this way, but other people he taught not like this. The Yomar Ulul himself says, Kreva bialma asar, that to be courageous just to come close to an Isha that's asar to you, even to your own sister, is also asar. Mishum leich amrina nizira schar sechor lekarmel esikrov. Like we tell a nazir, stay far away from the vineyard. Do not come into the vineyard. We're afraid maybe you come to drink wine. So even though Ulul told other people to stay away, mashma, not to kiss the arois, but he himself was okay. Tay speaks out, obligated day. Omar Shah Yemekel Yatz, Malcolm Ulu was Mekel by himself. Haina Mishum de Damien Olay Ki Kishura. To him, his sister was like a board, because he had no type of her at all. Because the Armina Bresh Perbezik Subis. After the Tanoim, by them, the Isha was like a board, meaning he had no type for her. So therefore, him was permissible to kiss his sister even on a breast. Right. A Pasik in Mishlei, La Luka Shtei Bonis. La Luka, or worm, has 2 daughters. Hav-hav, and they're both saying, hav-hav, come-come. My hav-hav, what does it mean, come-come? Oma Marukva, this Alukia goes on Gehenim, that means, Kol Shtei Bonis, the voice of 2 daughters, She Tzoakos, Migehenim, they're screaming out from Gehenim. V'yameris is saying, V'yelam Azeh, Habo, Habo, come here, come here. In other words, whoever goes after these things has a straight route to Gehenim. Oh, man, you know, what are these 2 things? Minus for Rishus. People that are Isaac and Minus. People that are Isaac and Rishus, these wicked governments, they are going straight to Gehenna. Ikka the army, some say, Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Marukva. Kail Gehenna Tzuekis. It's the voice of Gehenna itself that's screaming out. The American saying, Hogalish Tebon is bring me these 2 daughters.
Shetzu'aka, the day themselves are screaming via merit and saying, Ve'elam is in this world. And the two daughters are in this world. Habo, habo, come here, come here. Meaning, whoever goes after Nina, the same thing, and goes after this wicked government that killed people, they're mukhin for Gehenna. Then the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Ko bo'eho lo yeshuvin. Whoever comes here will not, cannot return. Lo yasigu or cheschaim. They will not be zoicha to come back to the normal path of life. Mashma, somebody that doesn't have Eiro, cannot return, cannot do tshuva, and he will not come back to Or Chaschayim, to the right path. Zumar says, V'chimiyach ha-shloi shavu, once you say they will not return, that they will not be able to do tshuva, if so, heichen yasigu, of course they will not come back to the Or Chaschayim. What does the Pasuk mean to say, they will not come back to the right path? So Rashi says, lo yeshuva means kol ha-mishta, kol ha-mishtam din la-vod chavim, whoever worships avodah zarah, achar shenefku b'minus, once it becomes attached to the minus, einem shavim, he doesn't return. And if he does return, memarim lomas, he'll die because of this, mitoich tzara. Yeah. V'zug zeres melech aleim lomas, is the gzera of Hashem, that he should die. That a person that worshipped avodah zarah, even if he does tshuva, he will die. So Mar says, Hakakom, this is what the pasuk means to say. V'yim yeshuvu, even if the person does do tshuva, if he worshipped avodah zarah, and not just on one time, but he was oduk, he was attached to it, and then he does tshuva, lo yasigu or chaschayim, he will not be zoicha to have a normal life. Like Rashi says, it means he will die. So Lameimu, what do you want to tell me? To call a parish from minus mayis. Whoever does tshuva, returns, goes away from minus, will die. He will not be zoicha to an or chaschayim, a normal life. I vohi, there was a person, the yasoy lekayim of Rav Chisda, v'yarmi lo kala shebekalas osaso, that the lady came to Chisda and said like this, the smallest avera that I did was b'noha katan mi b'noha gadol, that my youngest son is from my oldest son. Now she lived with her oldest son, she became pregnant, and that's how she had a younger son. That was the smallest avera that she did. Now v'yarmi lo Chisda, Torchi lo bizadvasa. Chizda said, prepare for her, hotachrichim. No, she's gonna die. And what happened was, loy mesa, but she did not die. Now the question is, me, the karmashin, she said over, that kalish, shebekalasasasa, this was the smallest avera that I did, mechlau de minus nami heve. Mashma, she did bigger averas, most probably was minus. Most probably she did worship avodah zarah. She was oduk, attached to it. And still, she did not die. Nami Abibo. So Mar says, Noah, who? The Loi Hodra Bo. Could be here. She did not do tshuva. That's why she did not die. We're only saying if the person does tshuva, he cannot go on living that way. But here she did not do tshuva, Loi Hodra Bo. Therefore, she was still alive. Loi Hodra Bo. Shapir. Umishimachi Loi Mesa. Loi Hodra Bo Shapir. She did not do tshuva Shleima. So Rashi says before, the reason why they'll die. Einem shavim v'im shavim arim lomas mitoich tzaro kfiyas yitzram. Now it's so hard to hold back the yitzara that will like kill them. See, she did not do tshuva shalayma. So therefore, it's not so hard to hold back her yitzara. Therefore, she did not die. Shemachi lo meisa. Good question. She did tshuva on some parts, not on everything. Now she did tshuva on the other avers, not on this one. On minus, she did not do tshuva shalayma. Ika the army, some say mi minus in. Me'avera loy, that only from minus would a person die, but not from znus, not from an avera. Some means living with the zaynus. I vohi the yaster came to Chizda. The person came in front of Rav Chizda. V'yomalei Rav Chizda zavdilei zavdos. So again, prepare his tachrichim. Omeisa, and the person died. Now me the koma the same story here, and the other story was that the person died. Now me the koma kalish of kalis. This was the smallest avera. Mechlal the minus. Nami habibor. Or meyavera, namasavibo. So it could be there's no proof. It was not a proof that she died because of znus. Maybe she also had avodah zarah with her. So that's why she died. She can't bring me a proof from here that because of znus alone, a person would die. So Mar says, meyavera lai, a person that's oduk attached to znus. Again, and then he wants to do tshuva. You want to tell me no, he would not die from the hardship of holding back yetzarah. For your tani, we learn like this. Omru Olav our Reb Lezer ben Dudoy. It was said about Reb Lezer ben Dudoy. Shalahi niach zoyna achas boilam. He never left over one zoyna in the whole world. It's not any famous one at least. that he did not live with. Pamachas even once happened, Shama he heard sheyesh zoyna achas bekarcha yom, that there's one zoyna left over in the karcha, the other side of the ocean. Voice on Otelis kiss dinrin bischara. She takes a large sum of money, a whole kiss, a whole wallet full of dinrin, expensive coins she takes. So what happened was, notal kiss dinrin, he collected a whole kiss full of dinrin, volach, and he went to her. The over aleha shivan arat, he had to travel over 7 rivers. But now, vishas, her hergul dover, when he was about to live with her, haficha, she like blew out some wind, haficha, she blew at him, and Umra, she said like this, that kishem shaficha zu, ein chazereslim kaima, just like this wind, this air, will not return anymore to its place, kach, the same way, yeleze ben dudoi, ein nekabla noisa b'tshuva, they're not going to accept you to do tshuva anymore, like you're too gone already, too lost already, you have so much nus, they will not accept you to do tshuva. So when he heard that, he felt bad. Holach, he went v'yosha ben shnei horim. He went to sit between two mountains, ugvoyis in the hills. Oma, he said like this: horim ugvoyis, the mountains and the hills. Bikshu l'arachmim, please daven, pray for me that they should accept my tshuva. Bikshu l'arachmim. Omru lo, they said to him, listen, achon mavakshim alecha, before we can pray for you, nevakash alasmeinu, we have to pray for ourselves. Shneimer says, that the mountains and valleys will also be destroyed. We have to daven for ourselves. Omar, so he said like this. Rabbi Elazar said, if so, Shemayim Varis Bikshol Arachvim. Let the Shemayim Varis pray for me. Omru, they said also, Shonam Avak Shemalech, before we can pray for you, Nevaka Shalatzvein, we have to pray for ourselves. Shneimer says, Ki Shemayim Kosha Nimluchu Varis Kadega Tibla, that the earth and the Shemayim could also be destroyed. Because if people do Averis like you, we could also be destroyed. So you have to pray for ourselves, we should not be destroyed. Therefore he said, Omri said, Chamul Avona, the sun and the moon, Dikshul Arachman, please pray for me. Omri Levi also said back to him, Achonim of Aksham Lech, before we can pray for you, Nevaka Shalatzman, we have to pray for ourselves. Shinema the Pasuk says, V'chofra Levona, V'yishachama, they could also be hit, they could also be have punishments back to the Chama. They won't give off so much light, they'll be hit. So, Nevakash Alasmenu, we have to pray for ourselves. No, Omas, he said, Kechavu Mazolus, the stars and the Mazolus, Dikshul Arachman, you should pray for me. Omru, they also said, Shonam Avakash Malek, before we can pray for you, Nevakash Alasmenu, we have to pray for ourselves, that because of these Averas, will be harmed. Shinamr, it says, Vinomaku, Kol Tzvah Shemayim, all the Tzvah Shemayim, the stars will also be hit, will be dim. So Omar, so Blazer said like this, I see now, Ein Hadova Tluyelabi. It's only up to me. Me, myself, is the only one that can daven for myself and to do tshuva. So what he did was, Heniach Roshoi Ben Birkov. He put his head between his two knees, the Goa Ovechia, started to cry in loud tears. Sheyotzeso Nishmasa. He cried so much, and his neshama left him right then. Yotzeso Basko, Basko came out right there, Vyomer, and said, Reb Lezer ben Dudoi, Mizum in the Chaylam Abo, he's prepared to go to Chaylam Abo. But his tshuva, when the Kabbal is tshuva, he did tshuva shleima, he'll be zirka to Chaylam Abo. Ay, v'hocho, v'yaveri have you missed? Screwed is a proof that for just for the aver of znus also, when you do tshuva, you'll die. Samura says, maybe no. Hosam nam here also is a little bit different. Kivin the Ovik ba tuva, since he was so attached, that he lived with every single Zayin in the world, therefore could be Kaminas Damya. It seemed like he was attached to Minas, that's considered like an Avodah Zarah. And therefore, he died. On this Maisa says, Bocher Rebbe cried, V'yomani said, Yesh kain olam v'kam shonim, certain people have to work a whole lifetime to be Zayin Chatei Olam Abo, but V'yesh kain some people could acquire olam of the Olam Abo v'shachat in one time. Against the Charlotte, what does it mean? Does it mean to say, Oichin Vei, like you're better off acquiring it your whole lifetime? The Mashal learns, of course, Noelam Abor, there are a lot of different parts there. So the more you acquire, the higher place you'll be in Noelam Abor. Whereas here, if you only acquire it in 1 second, you'll get there, but you won't be so high there. Therefore, Rabbi cried to this person that, like he wasn't Zaycha, to be a complete tzaddik his whole lifetime. Yomar Rebbe le dain le bal tshuva shemekal meis and yel shkar meis and Rebbe. Alright.
Yizayin
three lines. He had a few zayin amaral the bottom last three lines. Again, if the Rebbe had the smaisas Rebbe cried, yesh kana lama b'shachas, then v'yomer Rebbe also said, loy dain, it's not enough, lebali tshuva shemekavlin oisot, the Kodesh Baruch Hu accepts them, el shakurin oisot Rebbe. They also call the Bala Tshuva, after he does Tshuva Shleima, they call him Rebbe. And the Gemara says, Rebbe Chanina for Rebbe Yonason, Rebbe Kaazli B'Yurcha. They were both walking down the road. Now, Motu Lahanu Trei Shvilu, they came to two roads. Chad Potsi Apischa Davaros Kechovim. One road led to the opening, to the entrance, to a church, to avoid the Zara. Chad Potsi Apischa de Beitoinus. One road leads to the door of the house of Zionists. So they didn't know which one should we go down. Omalei Chad Chavri, one said to the other one, listen, Nezala Pischa Davaros Kechovim. Mashma, they had to go down one of these two roads. So one said, listen, let's go down the road that has the Avodah Zorah there. You know why?